This is a summary of the shiur of Tuesday. Okay, we're learning Siman Pei Tes, Sif Dalet. And before we proceed with Sif Dalet, we're going to be discussing just the interesting halacha with regards to what we discussed in the previous night, that we learned that there is this halacha of not eating or drinking, as discussed in Sif Gimel, when he's not allowed to eat and drink before Shachis. And besides, however, Maim, the Shulchan Aruch says that Maim, water is permitted. The Mishnah Berurah added to that, that it's not just water, but also if you heat water up, in other words, and you add a bit of taste, such as tea and coffee, we learned that that's permitted. The Mishnah Berurah discusses as to whether sugar is different. Yes, no halacha lemaisa. We mentioned that Mishnah Zalman and the many poskim allow any teas and coffees, including milk, and with sugar is permitted before Shachis. I want to point out, however, that the Shulchan Aruch states explicitly that this halacha is both b'Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'chein achol mashkin refua is b'Shabbos and Yom Tov, this issa applies. So this is very clearly stated in Shulchan Aruch that the issa of eating and drinking prior to Shachis applies both to Shabbos and Yom Tov as in any other regular weekday. The only exception is the Shulchan Aruch completes Siv Gimel by saying Acholim Mashkim Refu is Mutter, anything which is for medical purpose is permitted. So if somebody needs to drink, have a tablet or whatever the medical application, medicine is that needs to take, it's fine to have that before Shachis, but it's clearly for medical purpose. The question, of course, is how come that some people are makel to have a bit of cake before Shachis on Shabbos? Where does that exactly had to come from? So on that, really, we need to understand Siv Dalet, which teaches us the following. Siv Dalet says the following, yeah.
What about less than
a kazayas? So the truth is that based on the halacha that we did, the source, the makor for the halacha, which is oisi shlachta achre gavecha, holosech lal adam, really, according to that, It's a gaiva. And according to that, the contemporary poskim point out that really there is no difference what the shear is. It doesn't really make a difference. The our poskim will say that te'ima would not be included in the issa. But the consensus of the poskim is that since the issa is gaiva, even a minute amount would be a problem. If we talk about shiurim, lichoira, that's only something which would be relevant to other areas of halacha, but not with regards to that. Yeah, yes, right. Fine. The Shulchan Aruch then says that somebody who's thirsty and is hungry, harem michlal acholim. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Now it's a big chiddush which we don't find in all the areas of halacha. That atzomer ve'aroev, somebody's thirsty and somebody's hungry, harem michlal acholim is considered a choile. In other words, we know that there's a heter for choile, who is allowed to eat and drink, and the Shulchan Aruch qualifies that now by saying im yesh bei choilis lechavin dai to yisparel. Shulchan Aruch says if somebody is unable to have kavana, we don't find there's any other areas of halacha, I believe, that if somebody is unable to fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah properly, then he's got a certain heta that he's allowed to eat and drink as much as necessary. He's considered a choile as well. If the focus and concentration for tefillah is absolutely critical, you need to have kavana. If you're unable to have kavana because of food, then you're allowed to have some food and drink. Now what is really, really interesting about it, and I want to point this out because the post can discuss that, is that really we discussed that water is permitted anyway. So we're talking about somebody who needs to have, so he's not going to be able to manage. He's allowed to have water, but that's not going to be good enough. So if he wants to daven properly, and water enough is not going to do the job. For that, he's allowed to eat and drink. This is undoubtedly the makor why some people are makel to eat a bit of cake before they go to shul on Shabbos. That's where they're coming from. So they consider themselves cholim. They consider themselves that they're unwell. In other words, but unwell doesn't mean chole like we find in other areas of halacha, like in Hilchos Shabbos and other areas of halacha, where the definition of chole is different. Over here, the definition of a chole is somebody you cannot concentrate for davening. He's considered chole. But that's, we have to realize that's where they're coming from. It is from that aspect that from certain perspective they're considered chole. That's where they're coming from, and therefore they would like to eat and drink something. Now, very interesting that the Mishnah Berurah does point out over here. He needs to be very, very hungry. So if you really feel that you really need to eat because you're really not going to manage the daven, that's where it comes from. But definitely, there are many poskim who feel that this heta is a bit of a, I don't know how you feel about this heta. It's many people do it. It's zechalim otzchus, but it comes from there. The Mishnah Berurah, just to share with you, the bi'alocha over here is a very interesting bi'alocha, and we spoke about it in greater detail. What would you say would be bi'alocha with regards to somebody who knows he needs to eat good and proper? He needs to eat something properly. If he doesn't eat properly, he's not going to be able to daven. So he's got two options. Either he's going to daven before Shachis properly. He's going to eat something properly. He's going to eat proper shear. Proper, he's going to eat more than just a slice. He's going to eat properly. And then he's going to go to shul and daven with a minyan. Option number one. Option number two, he's going to daven b'yechidus. And if he davens b'yechidus, he doesn't need to beforehand. He's just happy to, you can just go and daven. And afterwards, going to eat afterwards. What's better? The truth is, the halacha discusses. Right, so the truth is that the same halacha will be both on Shabbos and weekdays. However, it's probably more relevant when it comes to Shabbos because Shabbos you finish 11, 12, as opposed to weekday where you're home earlier. That's what the halacha discusses. The halacha says, and I know this may sound like a chiddush. I'm quoting the words, a weak person. Somebody who cannot stand strong until the end of davening. He's not going to be able to make it. Toiv Yoise, it is better yet. Lehatiloi leispal leatzmoi. He should rather daven beyichidus on his own, beveso in his house, bevoike early in the morning, for yoichal me'at, and eat a little bit. Ve'achakach and afterwards, yelech lebeis haknesses. Should afterwards go to shul. Lishmer kaddish vochu v'shadi v'kdush. Should afterwards try to chap kaddish vochu kdush. But he should be, essentially, he should be davening beyichidus. Meshi yoichal kodim at philip. Better that than eating before davening. It's a very, very strong. I think this bialocha shows to us and teaches us the extent of the issa, right? Which is because practically, no, he won't. He can only if he davens bechidas, he won't need to. He won't need to eat before davening. He gets up.
It's a choice. Either he eats before shacharis and goes to shul, yeah. Or he davens at home and then eats.
If he's davening anyway, he's davening.
So
go out
is
a gun.
So half an hour trip to shul, you're saying, whatever.
Well, no, it's going to take longer. Chazal shatz. I don't know, it's going to take longer. That's the Mishnah Berurah Paskens over here. There is, I must point out, this is not, when we talk about Yom Tov, we have to keep in mind that with Yom Tov it's even worse. Because in Yom Tov, we discussed in various simonim, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, for instance, there's an additional issa as well, in that there's an issa of eating before mitzvah tkiyas shofar, shema yimoshech, and the same applies also with regards to lulav. So there's an additional issa on Yom Tov because of the issa of eating before fulfilling a mitzvah. So that's even worse there. But this is an issa that applies throughout the whole year of lo seich al adam, which the only heter will be of considered a tzomeh and a roev, which is considered a choyle, and he needs the full kavanah. Right, so that's a very interesting point as well. The poskim discuss as to whether is it worse to have mizonis than to have shakol or eitz. And it's very interesting because I did see some poskim who make a distinction. Some poskim do make a distinction. The truth is, misvore, it's a bit hard to understand that. And many poskim don't seem to make a difference. What's the difference? If it's lo seich lal adam, you should not eat. You should. The idea is, as Mishnah Berurah pointed out, I'm not sure. I don't know. If it's gaiva, as the Mishnah Berurah puts it earlier, the Mishnah Berurah puts gaiva. It's a gaiva element in eating before shachris. Because first you think about yourself, and then when you have a full stomach, then you're ready to daven to Ribono Shel'olam. What's the difference? What's in your stomach? Wait a bit. Daven to Ribono Shel'olam, and afterwards go and eat something. It doesn't really make a difference while you're eating. That's the consensus of many achronim. But yes, you are right. Some posts can distinguish, and the same mizonis is worse. Right. Okay. The Seif Hey says the following: Im ischelech kodem alois hashachar. What happens if somebody eats before alois hashachar? Tzorich lehafsik. He needs to interrupt. He needs to stop. So if somebody starts eating before alois hashachar, he wakes up really early and he says, "Oh, I'm really starving." And he starts knacking. There's no end to it. He just keeps going and going and going. And he just keeps. Then once he comes to alois hashachar, Tzorich lehafsik, he needs to stop. Now it's a shachar, the zman of shachris has come. You need to stop, put your fork and knife down, stop eating, because shachar is zman tefillah. For yesh, some say, she'ein tzorich lehafsik, you don't need to interrupt. You don't have to interrupt, you can carry on eating because you started beheter, you can continue. Here, the Mishnah Berurah shares with us a very interesting Zohar Kodesh, which is a chumra. Admittedly, it's a chumra, but it's, Bialocha brings over here, in Tzivkot and Chavches, he brings, the Zohar Kodesh, which says, "V'shem Zohar Kodesh v'achronim." I'm three lines in Sifkot and Chavches. The Zohar Kodesh says, "In the name of the Achronim, she'afilu even come bechatzois alayla." Even if somebody wakes up in the middle of the night after chatzois, also litum kodim she'spal, you're not allowed to eat. So the issue is that once you have slept and it's chatzois, you're not allowed to. Now, allowed is exaggerated, but that's the lashon Zohar. You're not meant to eat anything prior to davening. After chatzois, you wake up after chatzois. You have a few biscuits. You got it. Okay, so we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that in a minute. But that's really what the Zohar Kodesh says. Because of our poor God, it's only if he has slept. If he has not slept, it's not a problem. If you're up still in the middle of the night, you want to eat something, that's fine. The Zohar Kodesh doesn't apply to that. Only once you've gone to sleep and you wake up. So you may even apply to drinking, but certainly to eating. And then he says, he brings then from the Ari, it's not muchach, unless it's a necessity. Of course, was the main Talmud, the prime Talmud of the Ari HaKadosh. He himself ate. So the Ari HaKadosh is the one who brings his chumrah, and his Talmud, which was the Reb Chaim Vital, he ate after Chatzos because he was weak. He was physically not particularly strong. And therefore, he said that he ate something after Chatzos. He was not makpid on his chumrah. To make himself a little bit stronger. He said that it only applies if you just fancy something to eat. You fancy a bit of that's not appropriate. But if you need it physically, then it's fine. This is very much going to your shaila. If the Chayodim says that this issa does not apply if somebody is going to disturb him from learning, such as somebody wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like I actually happen to know somebody in Edgeware wakes up really really early and he learns for 2 hours. It's unbelievable. He learns for 2 hours in the morning. And a person like that, if he feels he is after Chatzos, it's really the Zohar Kodesh would apply. So he shouldn't be eating anything now. But so the Zohar should apply. You shouldn't really eating anything. Over here, the Chayodim, however, says that if it's going to help you to learn, then you're allowed to. Eat after Chatzos. You're allowed to eat after Chatzos. So that certainly would apply with regards to the Yerushalayim, L'chayra v'tainas. L'chayra would go into the same category, L'chayra. That somebody who feels that if he doesn't eat before Alois, the whole day is going to be one big thing, it's not going to work well. So one could argue that the same heter would apply over here of the Chayodom, with regards to the Issa. But again, this point over here, the Zohar Kodesh is a Chumrah, it's not Meikra Din. Now, let me just check, because I think that I just remember that I might have mentioned something else in the Shem. Let me just check. Yeah, no, that's it, I think. Okay, so... Right. Yeah, Stam and Yesh Oimrim Halachik Stam. The Mishnah Berurah does say, over here, Sivkot and Choftes, because we're going to take a small Rishoyna, like the Stam, he said that when it comes to regular food, generally the halacha is you have to stop. You have to stop. Okay, this is what we covered on yesterday's Shir Be'ez Hashem in a summary version. Okay.